Peace and blessing. Welcome to Daily Motivation with Reverend Singleton. Do you want to get well? Are you tired of being sick? In the book of John, the 5th chapter, we read about a man that could not walk for 38 years. The Bible said he was an invalid, and he sat at a pool in Bethsaida for 38 years. Now, at this pool, there were other people that could not walk. There were other people who could not see. There were other people that were lame. There were other disabled people there. But at a certain time of the year, there were healing that occurred in the water. All these other people were able to get themselves in the water. But there was one man who sat there for 38 long years, and he could not get in the water. Then Jesus came one day. Jesus saw him. And the first thing Jesus asked him is, do you want to get well? Some of us have been sitting in situations for so many years. We sitting down. We are the victim of society. We are the victim of other people, things that other people have done to us. We are just so misfortunate, and we are sitting there instead of doing everything that we can to get well. When Jesus saw the man, the first thing he asked is, do you want to get well? It comes a time where you have to ask yourself, do you want to get well? Are you tired of being depressed? Are you tired of being despair? Are you tired of being broke? Are you tired of being unhappy? Do you want to get well? Do you want to get well? Or are you going to sit in your situation, whatever it is? There were blind people. Sometimes we blind to circumstances. Sometimes we blind to the truth. Some of us can't see the truth. We have sight, but yet we cannot see. Some of us can walk, and yet we're not walking into improving our situations. We have everything inside of us that we need to get well. This man, he may have been crippled, but did he have the ability to roll himself in the water? Sometimes you have to do whatever you can do, whatever you need to do to get well, to get a breakthrough, to get healed, to be uplifted, to have financial freedom. You need to get up and do something. Do not sit there for 38 years waiting. This man sat. The first thing he said to Jesus is, oh, no one will help me. They're passing by. We cannot sit around and wait for others to help us. We have to use everything that we have. If you blind, use your hearing. If you cannot walk, use your hands, use your eyesight, use all that God has given you. He's given you other tools. He may not necessarily given us all the same things that we need to survive, but he's given all of us something that we can use. Be tired of being sick. Be tired of being in this slump. Get up and get healed. Have your mind healed. Have your spiritually healed. If you have sickness in your mind, reach out. Get help. There is help out there. You no longer have to sit and be a victim of your circumstances. You don't have to remain blind when you have sight. You don't have to be deaf when you have hearing. You don't have to be a cripple when you can walk. You have the ability to get well. Jesus did not touch the man. He did not give him a magic pill. He asked him, did he want to be healed? Sometimes we have to ask ourselves, do we want to be healed? After Jesus heard his story, he told him, get up, pick up your mat and walk. And somebody today needs to know that you've been down long enough. You've been out long enough. You're not making a move because life circumstances and issues have you so stuck where you can't move forward. You can't go backwards. But today I say to you, get up. Pick up your mat and walk. Pick up your burdens. Pick up your despair. Pick up your broken heart and walk. Whatever it is that you need, you have to begin to work on changing it little by little, piece by piece. Begin to rebuild yourself. Begin to fight through whatever you're going through. Begin to be determined to have a made up mind to get yourself out of the situation. You have the ability inside of you. You can call out to God. You can pray until your mouth is dry. But until you use what God has given you, nothing will change. You can call out to him. That's the first step, calling out. Call out to him, asking him for direction, asking him for the strength. Somebody needs the strength to pick up their mat. Somebody needs the strength to pick up their bed, because their bed of burdens are too heavy to carry. Pray and cry out to God that he will touch you, that he will give you the strength to go on. Somebody's lost the will and desire to push on. Pray and ask God to pour, to replenish you, to restore you, to bring you back. You have to open up your mouth, but be real to yourself. Be real to God. God knows what you need, and he's asking you today, do you want to get well?